California in 1949. A newborn Palomino colt played out in the sunshine. His sire was a saddlebred and a Palomino too. His dam was an Arabian, though hardly no one knew. The breeder said, you know, I've got to come up with a name, something that will be recalled, it can't be nothing plain. He pondered for a moment, then said, here's what I'll do, and the color of his coat was why he named that foal Bamboo. We're all bound together by a common strand, all flora and all fauna, every woman, child, and man. As soon as he was old enough, his training had begun. The show ring was the reason, parades were done for fun. Now this was all quite normal, so here I will digress, for his future took a different turn when he met a man named Les. Les Hilton was a trainer, and he had learned his craft from a cowboy named Will Rogers, yeah, the one who made us laugh. Les discovered peanut butter was something this horse craved, so they used it quite extensively for the part that Bamboo played. We're all bound together by a common strand, all flora and all fauna, every woman, child, and man. His appearances brought cheers, but by this time the golden one was getting on in years. Retired from the limelight, arthritis soon set in, and then a fractured leg bone. Now his future had turned grim. They kept it from the media, they kept us in the dark. Bamboo had a double who soon took up the part. Pumpkin was the stand-in who knew this part the best and quietly took up the reins when they laid Bamboo to rest. We're all bound together by a common strand, all flora and all fauna, every woman, child, and man. This horse named Bamboo Harvester, whose story I have told, from the time when he was born to the time when he grew old. I think I covered everything that needed to be said about the yellow stallion you all know as Mr. Ed. We're all bound together by a common strand, all flora and all fauna, every woman, child, and man. Thank you.